Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, so great. Thank you for asking. Everybody, welcome to the show. Today is Below Deck Day. It's very exciting over here, guys. We have to make a choice. The season is almost over. How have we gone so long without a lead deckhand?
Oh, my goodness. Who will get the ceremonial title that means nothing at all?
Who is running this country? So we're going to figure that out today. And every Monday now we do Amazon Live at 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's a super good time if you just want to come see us act like idiots on Amazon Live. That's always fun. And we can talk to you and take your questions, etc. Every other Monday, this coming Monday included, we are going to be doing Crappy Hour. So join us for that. That's our live show where we talk to you guys about Bravo headlines, etc. And this week will be our last for the season, for the year. And guess what? This week is our 600th bonus episode, which is insane. That's insanity and inanity.
600.
That's 600 weeks that we've been doing bonus episodes, Ben. How do you feel about that?
600 weeks, 600 divided by 52. I mean, well, we've been doing bonus episodes since we've been on Patreon, which was about 2014. So, whoa. I mean, if you think about it, 52 weeks in a year, that's over 10 years of bonus episodes, which you also could do without the math just by looking at the fact that we started in 2014. But, yeah, that's crazy. 600 bonus episodes.
That's a lot, guys. So join us. That is going to be a Summer House preview, which is fitting because Summer House was that's the first show we covered when we did our first live show in New York City with the cast of Summer House there. So that's super fun. So it's, I don't know, it's like all these nice little anniversary things happening. So join us for that. Patreon is also where you get videos of all our recaps like this one. And just smiled for the people there on the video, and that's it. That's all we have to talk about today. Oh, we are recording a Christmas movie with Reality Gaze. That is going to be My Secret Santa, super classy movie on Netflix. So check that out. That'll be Christmas is when that comes out. Okay, so what do you want to talk about today, man?
Below Deck would be a great thing to talk about. Very excited to chat about it.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, we've got more adventure happening here. Adventure, but in the Mediterranean. So, Kizzy is, we start off, Kizzy is still feeling like she's got all the boys wrapped on a finger in a string or whatever.
She says she used to. She says, I used to have all the boys wrapped like a string around my finger. And now I feel like my only option's Nathan, and I don't want him. I just want to snog.
Oh, poor Kizzy. So it's the morning of the next charter. Okay, everyone's waking up. Max is very enthusiastic. He's like, let's rock this day to Josh, which is nice that someone's talking to Josh and acknowledging that he exists. And V and Joe are like lying in bed together. And V is like, do you still want to see me after? And he's like, yes. And she's like, but what about the expiration date? He's like, well, it expired already. Sorry, I can't control myself. And then he starts kissing on her.
I'm all in with you. I'm all in. You're all I think about day and night. I've never felt like this. I'm all in with you.
it was reported to me. I did not watch, but apparently he was on Watch What Happens and was talking about this relationship and was like, well, you know, I told her I didn't, you know, I told her what I was capable of and she just kept trying to reel me in.
Oh, she kept on trying to reel you in. Weren't you the one who was courting her?
Didn't see that one coming, Joe. You fucking douchebag.
She was just trying to reel me in. Yeah. I could only give so much. I've never done this before. This is one of the craziest things I've ever done. It's like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to hurt her. It's so crazy.
The thing is, I open my eyes and there you are. And I close my eyes and you're still there.
That's difficult. Nathan calls Gail from the dock. And she's like, how are you doing? And he's like, I'm just chilling on the dock. What time is it there?
Almost midnight.
He's like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, I definitely miss Gail so much. She's my comfort zone. Every time I'm kissing Kizzy, I'm like, imagine if this were Gail. And then I kiss Kizzy some more. And I think, imagine if I were still kissing Gail. And then I kiss Kizzy even more. And I think, wow, this is a long kiss with Gail, except it's with Kizzy.
Yeah, I love Nathan just tried to bang Kizzy like literally last night and was stymied by, what, Aisha coming into the room and being like, go to bed. And now I was like, oh, I just can't, I've got to stop messing with Gail. Like, oh, okay. All right, buddy. So, Gail's talking about how she met she wants to buy a sailing yacht because she met a family and she was a deckhand and her husband's a captain and they've just been sailing around the world with their two kids. And that's what she wants to do with Nathan. Well, I mean, that's one way to get him to stop being randos.
Yeah, just literally put him on a boat and sail the world. Be like, there's no one in the Pacific for you.
Trap just him me. On a boat.
Trap he him. Chained with a dolphin.
I didn't like it. It was a hollow hookup. I don't like it. You're not, the dolphin's not you, Gail. I don't know why I did it even. It's like I'm self-destructive.
Yeah, and he woke up with zero interest in kissing Kizzy anymore because he's more focused on relationships he cares about. I don't know about that one. I just wish I was there to block Gail from coming onto this boat and getting impregnated. But yeah. Unfortunately, I can't be there. So they hang up their call, and then we go to Aisha in the laundry, and Sandy appears, and she's like, oh, hey, guess what? I don't have any clean shirts, okay? That's kind of important, all right? But you know what? All's good in the hood, okay? Did you have fun last night? Did you have fun? I had fun in a dirty shirt. It smelled, you know? But that's just me. I don't want you to feel bad about it. Just smell terrible. God, it smelled like Norma. This is generally.
Wow. You know what I say every time Norma falls into the front of her car. All's well in the hood, right? Okay. Sure, Norma's in the hood. Okay, so...
Norma, the only woman who cars are more afraid of than they are a car.
You should have seen Herbie the Love Bug the first time he saw Norma. Just drove in circles and sped right away as soon as possible.
Right off the cliff.
Right off the cliff. He said, no more of this life.
That was the last said, to Herbie.
No more. Yeah, that was the end of Herbie. Oh, God, fully loaded of regret.
Speaking of love bugs, you know, crabs are the only, Norma's the only person that crabs crawl off of.
Off of, yeah. Yeah. They get away. Oh, yeah. So anyway, Aisha, tell me something. Oh, did you have a fun time last night?
Oh, we had such a good fun time. I put on my biggest, puffiest sleeves and had a great time. But honestly, I can't wait to see Scott because he can't have an episode where I say I miss Scott.
It was really difficult, though, because I was dancing with the chef and we were trying to do the thumbs to the side dance, you know, as you do, and he just couldn't really get it. So I really need Scott back in my life.
Have you ever done the dance where you stand in the middle of the dance floor and you just sort of take up as much room as possible, put your hands out in each direction, and you sway left and right, it's so fun.
It's hard, isn't it?
The thumb dance?
No, missing Scott. Gosh, I miss Scott. I don't really even know him. I just remember those stories you used to tell about living in a van with him and pooping in buckets. God, that's romance right there.
We're talking about Willard Scott, right?
No, I don't know who that is.
I just always wanted Willard Scott to congratulate me on becoming 100. Well, I guess that dream's dead.
You know, it'd be nice someday to see my face on a Smucker's bottle, but I guess we'll just have to wait.
So now Josh is groaning as he gets up. And it's like, sad clown horn. Yeah. And then we go to V, and she farts in a song. I really love the editing for V this year. It's just really kicking her in the ass.
V farts? She farted?
Yeah, you didn't hear it? She was like,
I thought that was Aisha who was farting.
I don't know. You never know on this show. Maybe we got it confused in the notes. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
So then Max brings Kathy a very needy mug on the deck. And it's like, hello, what's wrong? And he's like,
oh, I need this detachment since this is the first conversation we've had, you and me. It's like, is this enough? Is it not enough? Am I being too much? I don't know. Maybe I'm too much. Maybe I'm too little. Am I too little or too much? I'm sitting on your lap. This is okay. No, I'm moving into your house. Picture me with luggage moving to your house. Mama! Oh, Mama, please don't leave me.
So please stand back.
Go, please. Please, it's too early and I'm too British for this. Please go away. Thank you so much. Can't deal with this at all.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, okay. I always attract this kind of woman. I know they fucking like me, but they don't show it, huh? And it's pissing me off because I'm open book. I'm open book.
You're an open book of fucking psycho, bro. Close your book, okay? No one wants to come across an open book. The library is not full of open books. They are full. They're full with closed books. You have to entice me to open the book. Okay. No one wants to read an open book.
Yeah, that book is not being read. Just because it's open doesn't mean it's good. So let's close that book and put it back on the shelf and move on. Okay. I mean, by the way, how like guy is this to be like, oh, like I know she likes me, but she's just not showing it. That's going to get you into big trouble someday, sir.
Yeah,
you
better I feel like you're going to be saying that in court one day for sure.
I know. She's like, okay, but we have a good thing here. I'm just asking for a little bit less pressure and some more time to see where things flourish. Basically, what I'd like is for him to compliment me and then walk away and I don't have to see him for the next 24 hours. So, yeah, okay,
she's
goodbye.
Basically like, listen, we've got a good thing going. Look, you know how you come up to me and you're simpering and sort of wah, 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 and I just kind of look at you and pat you on the head and send you on your way? That's romance, right? That's romance. Please.
But you do not want cuddles. No cuddles. No. Just, okay, if I look you in the eyes, that means you have to leave. Okay, goodbye.
So he's like, I see you later. She's like, okay, well, let me know whatever it is you figure out. And he walks away and she's just like, oh God. And that's the thing about being on a boat. You know, there's not many options. And once you choose, that option is always following you around. It's like going to a restaurant and ordering like a rigatoni. You don't like the rigatoni. It's soggy. And then the rigatoni just follows you around the restaurant. Like, have this cleared.
Yeah. Just a bad choice. It's a bad haircut. You're just sort of stuck with it for a little bit. Yeah. So everyone's prepping the boat and V and Joe are flirting. This is, by the way, a big episode for V blowing her nose. They put in any chance they can. Anytime they cut to V, they show her blowing her nose, which also I hate on blow deck when you see someone getting sick. I don't like to watch people getting sick anyway because we've all been there. It's like the worst. Like that's the worst when you feel something coming on and then you try to like tell yourself it's just allergies and you know it's not allergies, but you're getting sick. And I'm like, I don't want to watch someone else go through that. In fact, I don't want to see someone blowing their nose, tooting their nose. So, but that's what we see the entire episode. It's like everything's happening. There's chaos, there's joy, there's fun. And then it just cuts the V being like, I don't like it.
Yeah, lots of nose blowing. So she's doing that and Joe's still flirting with her. And Aisha is complaining because there's suede on this boat. She's like, who does that? Like, this is water. We're on the water. And then Kizzy is carrying two giant bags of, guess what, provisions, which we just complained last week about not seeing provisions, and here they are. So there you go. And Nathan has a bouquet of flowers, and he's like, well, I couldn't just hand you flowers. And she says, oh my God, I genuinely don't even like you. And he says, yeah, the feeling's mutual. I only like you when I'm drunk. And she gives him the double fingers, but
Yeah, but it's true. So Aisha, here's where Aisha was farting. I apologize. So I assume then that V did fart in her. Are we sure she farted or she may have just been blowing her nose? It's hard to know what sort of air came out of
her. She was farting out of her butt.
Well, or blowing her nose out of her butt. But
blowing her nose out of her butt. Farting out of her nose.
All of the same. But now here's Aisha actually farting as well in the galley. So other people hear the fart and they react to the fart and they move on from the fart. And now Joe and Max are on deck and they're talking about how they really work together so well. And Joe's like, we work well as a team. And Max's like, oh yeah, I work fucking hard. I mean, you saw it for the first chapter. It was only me and him. So I know he knows like what my value is, but I think that like you're better because bro, you go like more and more into like the finishing bro. When I see you like this, you're like this, you're working. And I'm like, okay, it's working. It's like so much. It's like a lot of work. Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay. All right.
Because we just saw Joe on hands and knees and with his butt sticking way up, like he was really like spreading his cheeks to do it. So he's like, wow, yeah. I think you win with this. I saw cornhole. And Joe's like, well, we're going to get money. Good times. And after this, we're going to fucking send it. What do you think about that?
Yes, like son of Zod. I'm like, I don't know what that means. So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting. Everyone gets, you know, it's funny that we call it preference sheet because it's not a tablet. Should we call it preference tablet? I don't know. And if I had a preference tablet, it'd probably be Advil. God, it's such a good pain reliever. Okay, we are doing the interior exterior preference sheet meeting now, everyone. So let's hear what everyone wants. Okay, Charter 6. Okay, Aisha, do you have anything to say about this?
It's going to be so exciting.
Son of Zod is from Superman.
Ew, I thought Zod sounded like a Superman reference, but I couldn't be sure.
This is going to be the most fun charter. So Cameron is a former football player who's now in commercial real estate. He wants to treat his friends to a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Like, okay, you can calm down.
Commercial real estate is the most exciting thing I've heard in ages.
So fun commercial real estate.
He's an escrow.
So Benjamin is Cameron's childhood best friend, and he oversees all of Cameron's business projects. That's fun. And
David's the youngest of the group. Kizzy, do you have a lady boner yet?
Because he's like, David is fat. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a professional fighter who's traveled the world competing in mixed martial arts.
And then Kizzy's like, I'm getting married. Okay, and we got TJ. He's a retired NFL player because he got the max out of his contract with his team, I'm sure. Right? Anyone get it? Okay, his name is TJ. If you put TJ and Max together. In Europe, it's called TK Max. That's why.
Sorry, other me. I heard football and I just tuned out. Okay?
Well, Mark has been Cameron's sommelier for the past 7 years and he's looking forward to sharing his skills during the trip.
You travel with your own sommelier? Wow.
Something. No, I think Mark was supposed to be on a different charter. I sincerely believe, I don't know this for sure, I believe that they have people that they put on these shows and they like mix and match them. And they're like, okay, these two people are with these two people. You guys are all going to go on a charter together. Cause it always seems like they're people that just don't like, how does this person fit in with everyone else? And this happens every charter. And now you got this guy, Mark, you got all these young, like big football players. And then this old dude named Mark who's just like hanging around. I assumed he was just like an agent, but then to read now that he was the sommelier, I'm like, what?
That's sommelier. Pretty crazy to travel with your sommelier. But
they're doing a wine tasting. Yeah.
So they've also got a freestyle battle rapper who toured with Lil Wayne. Okay. So it's a big one. It's a big one, guys. So Joe's like, the guests are excited to be in Barcelona during the America's Cup, and we're hoping that they'll get a chance to watch the race from the yacht during the trip. I've never done that before with a woman. Never done it. But I shall today. I'm a changed man.
Yeah, and at the mere mention of America's Cup, oh my God, the America's Cup is an incredible race that happens every 4 years. I mean, it's the equivalent to the World Cup of soccer, but it's in America, as with a cup. You know what they also, have you ever heard of Norma's Cup? It's basically the same thing as the America's Cup, except it's basically a 32-ounce big gulp from 7-Eleven. Anyway, also very exciting. God, I can't wait to see it.
This is a big deal.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Aisha's like, for night one, they want to have a night of espionage. What are you going to do? Who killed the wine guy?
Night of espionage. And V is like, oh, and day two, the guests want to try their hand at sailing themselves with a sailing lesson and a competition. Ooh, and for dinner, they'd like paella valenciana.
So Josh is like, oh, yeah, these guys are going to want a lot of meat. Big boys, NFL players. And Mark. So I'm gonna cook 30 animals tonight.
30 animals and also just a few carrots for Mark. So then they're like, okay, great. This is fun. So Nathan is like, Sunday, Captain Sunday, I thought about it and I'm going to appoint my lead deckhand now. Okay, great. I mean, we are on episode 11. We probably only have like 3 episodes left of this season, but so glad you decided to get around to this stupid task.
Someone making pee-pee in the potty? Good for you. Choo-choo, choo-choo. Open up. Getting some food. He's like, I'm gonna show Captain Sandy my managerial capabilities by choosing the right lead deckhand. So fingers crossed today goes well.
Well, you've got 2 shitty people to choose from.
I know.
So good luck with that. I don't know that you can really win on this one.
I think she's too new to be a lead deckhand.
She's too new, but she doesn't seem to be making mistakes the way the other guys are. So why not her? Why not V?
She just made one last week with the ropes, remember? But I don't remember what it was. That is kind of a low blow, though, when you're like, well, she doesn't have enough experience. I mean, you're going up against Max and Max.
But it's like, but here's the thing. This is exactly the problem. It's like, oh, well, she made a mistake. I mean, I'm sure she's made several mistakes over the season. And I agree, she is new. But it's like, she made a mistake. Meanwhile, Joe and Max make giant mistakes all the time. Max, like, was driving, like had the guest driving the tender. And Joe is, like, slacking off, not, like, where he needs to be. And Nathan's getting, like, you know, yelled at. And it's just funny that Nathan's entire decision space is still just those two. It's like, V is not even in consideration, even though she's new. But she seems to have, like, a lot of initiative and be doing a good job. It's just, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, but anyway, let's just look at Max and Joe.
Yeah, I just figured it's because she's new. So then we cut to Joe. But I mean, what do I know? I don't know. I ain't getting a raise on a boat. I'll tell you that much. I just never would be considered for that. Because I'm always smoking and talking, you know? So I would never get chosen. I'd be slow. So I'm just okay.
I'd be very slow.
I'm okay with whoever gets it because it's not me.
You know. I'm okay with whoever gets it because it's not a real position.
That's
it's like just the thing they do on this show, I feel like.
So Lee and Joe are talking about their fucking feelings. I can't with these two. Just break up already. We know it's coming. Just dump each other. Because the worst part of these kinds of relationships is the actual happiness part. And I think it's like in any TV show you watch, the worst part is watching people be happy. That's why they keep breaking them up and like making them fight or cheat on each other. No one wants to watch happy people. It's disgusting.
That's why shows always, sitcoms always jump the shark when characters get married on them.
Yeah.
You know, or have
the worst. The worst day of being a waiter, Valentine's Day, by far. It is disgusting. And even, I mean, I know not everybody's happy who's there on a Valentine's date, but they're pretending to be, and it's just gross to watch. Like, I don't want to watch you rubbing each other's ears over your shittily cooked steak. Ugh. It's just gross.
Just the worst. Yeah. Joe is like, last night, me and Victoria have just done a level up in our friendship or a relationship. Notice, and he's also doing that thing where he's calling her Victoria because that's how sincere he is. But I'm still scared of things evolving at a very rapid pace. But I'm genuinely interested in her well-being. Like, is she okay? Does she need someone to talk to? Can I be there to help and support? You're the one who said, I want to see you after this charter season's done. But you're still going to like put it on her that things are going too fast for you. I've had enough of this.
Yeah. That said, I also don't like her using like the boyfriend's death as like some flirt. How am I trying to say it? Like, okay, will we make it past this part? I hope you're ready for me to deal with my boyfriend's death on the anniversary of his death. It just seems like such a, it's like, can we go to a movie first? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I just met you. Yeah, he does that. So then they do flirty, and then they're flirty, making jokes about like tying each other up with ropes. And then Nathan calls for a meeting, and he's like, we're going to have a quick meet tonight. I had a chat with Captain Sandy, and she wanted me to appoint a lead deckhand. And Joe's like, oh, I've been open to the possibility. But I didn't know if I could do it. But now I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in with Nathan. I love Nathan. I'm going to marry Nathan. Never thought I'd get to this point, but here I am.
This is something new for me. So Max is like, I deserve the lead deckhand position because, like, when you wanted to sleep and you had food poisoning, I was ready, like, to take responsibility over my shoulder, okay? Because I'm a fighter. I'm a French. I will never surrender myself. I will fight until the end, you know?
Okay. So Nathan tells him, listen, guys, so impressed with your progress, okay? V, you've come on leaps and bounds. Max, you've worked real hard. Joe, you've come on, you've smashed it as well, and you showed your cornhole while you were chamoying this morning. So based on obviously working with Joe previously and knowing him well, and considering the fact that all four of his front teeth touch every time he smiles, I've decided to make him lead deckhand. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I felt like this was going to happen. Oh my goodness. Like, all this for nothing. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Thanks for delegating me, leader. Oh, it has nothing to do with the friendship. It's all to do with fucking professionalism. All right?
Max is very sad. He's ill at the apple soon. So, Max is... Max goes to the back of the yacht and screams.
Sure. There's then, no screaming into a pillow for that one. I love that. I like that alternative. Just actually going and screaming your head off works.
It's like, ah! So now that it's time to get into whites, and Kizzy is very excited because she sees all these like professional athletes arriving, and she's like, she's literally, she's being like a stereotypical person in heat. She's like, it's like, okay, you need to settle down over there. Someone like fan this girl.
And Aisha goes up to a guy and she's like, oh my God, are you the one that's wrapped with little Wayne? It's amazing.
He's like, that's me. And he starts like doing a little dance. She's like, oh, has he ever done the dance on the dance floor where you stand across and you stretch and you sway back and forth there? It's like, no, not that one.
The sommelier is just like, I never get any ass with these people.
No. Note that he never asks to see the wine, I believe. So Nathan tells Captain Sandy that Joe is lead deckhand. Okay, oh, good. And Max is cool with it. Yeah, he is real sweet. I mean, he's just been screaming off the back of the boat for the past half an hour and crying and saying something like, this is worse than the time that his parents abandoned him, but I think he's overall pretty good with it.
Cut to Max just meditating in his room like, I am the leader of the deck of my own boat. Oh, God, ding dong, ding dong, dong dong, ding dong, God. Ow, mother!
Mother!
So he's broken out of his reverie to go take luggage. We see the boat tour, all that good stuff. The guys are playing around with weights in the gym. They're like, yeah, look at that. These weights are so small for us because we're in the NFL. And then Kizzy is already flirting with David. And he asks her name. And he does it in that flirty way. He's like, what's your name? Yeah. She's like, Kizzy. So she's giggling and being weird. And it's on between those two.
Mm-hmm. It is. So then David's like, so where are you from?
England.
And he's like, oh, so now you're just single on boats. Yeah, I'm single on boats. Oh my God. He's like, oh, fucking me right now. This is absolutely crazy. Oh my God.
And he says he's a professional fighter. And she's like, and you're single in professional fighting?
Oh yes, that's game I've got. Game I've got.
Yeah, what kind of question apparently is that?
I know. You're
single in professional fighting.
She's like trying to like give it back to him, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, apparently I'm supposed to fall in love when I'm out here. Everyone says that for some reason. I don't know. Who am I going to fall in love with? Blink,
blink, blink. Like, oh my God, will you? Maybe you will. I don't know.
And she's like, I love athletes. My ex-boyfriend's a professional athlete. So, David, here I come. Watch out. I've known someone who's played soccer before.
Well, table soccer, really. I mean, but the way he could spin those rods.
Football, I guess I should have said. So she's like, wow, part of me thinks I should start a kissing bingo season, a bingo sheet this season. Like, yeah, you're the girl with dots all over the board, but you never win.
I know.
And I get it. Somehow she's a bingo player. Like, I get the pain.
For whatever reason, she just does not have the star in the center of her bingo card. She's like, I got a dysfunctional one. So then Josh is saying, football players eat a lot. The worst thing as a chef is to have guests leave the table hungry. And if that ever happens, I'll find my sous chef and slam his face up against the oven and be like, don't do that again, you know? But I don't want that with these guys. So they're getting a protein-packed lunch. You might say, I'm leaving it out all on the field. See what I did there?
He's really overplaying this protein thing for these guys. I mean, he like serves them a mousse for lunch. He just puts a mousse out.
Yeah. It's definitely some Flintstones level meat that's going out there. It's enormous. And I think these guys eat every single bite.
Yeah. So Kathy comes and sees Max and sits on his lap and she asks him how he's doing. He's like, oh, Badu, thank you for to make the world a more beautiful place.
Let's drop that anchor, guys. I feel like Max is crying and I don't want any more French tears in his boat. So drop the anchor and get the toys out, okay?
So now it's lunchtime and Dave is flirting with Kizzy, of course, and huge steaks are served and all that good stuff. And then there are boats, sailboats for the guests to race each other. And then we go to Kizzy talking to Josh in the kitchen, in the galley, and Ace is behind her. And Kizzy's like, oh my God, I'm genuinely going to try to kiss this guest. And he's like, are you actually? She's like, yes, well, there's no other men on this boat. I mean, literally. Not one single penis available left that I haven't tried yet. I mean, come on.
I mean, honestly, if I were just in the same room as someone who had a penis, I would do something. I mean, goodness. He's like, okay. So the guys all love the food and she's just horny, you know, and she just keeps on saying like, oh, we're going to fuck. I'm going to do so many crazy things to him. And he's just like, okay, that's enough. I mean, Kizzy definitely gives kid's sister in some sort of musical, right? Like some sort of musical that takes place like on a prairie. It's like, did you see Samuel today? I reckon that he likes me, and later today he's going to take me out to the waterfall and I believe he's going to say that he wants to go steady with me. I mean, like, that's all she does. Just like the girl in the kitchen who's like, he likes me and I think I like him too. But then nothing ever happens.
Yeah. She's crying in the end, you know? That's always what happens with those characters. They act like that, but then you see them like that they're really sad.
Yeah, because they're always the ones that the authors make them go through some terrible trauma. Like they either get consumption or their house burns down and they have to be rescued.
Yeah, they're like
they always go through some shit.
It's like Nicole Kidman. It's like it all looks like it's fun and games, but it's like you're coughing up blood in your can dress by the end. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the fun kind of sluttiness is a little more silent. Like, I don't know, my kind of sluttiness. Like, you just go fuck people and it's not a big
silent
deal.
Slutty.
It's a performative. It's the performative nature of it's the acting out, because it could be anything. It could be someone who's really into tap dancing, you know, and that's all they do. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, you guys, today traffic was horrible. It was like a triple time step. I'm not even kidding you. And you're like, okay, we get it. You tap dance, you know, it's like that, but with penises.
Mm-hmm. So Aisha is saying like, you know,
oh, this is kind of worrisome because Kizzy knows that you can have a fun flirt, but you can't ever let it get to the point where they think that they could lean in and kiss you. But I'm just going to trust Kizzy to respect those boundaries.
I was like, good luck with that,
Kizzy. Yeah. Kizzy's like, I'm going to shag on the bunny pad. Please don't. All right. So now the naughty boys go in the water and Joe's like, now that I've got this lead deck and roll, Nathan's got another level of trust now on deck and we've only got half a charter of a season. Let's make it a good one. Teeth together.
So now they're putting jet skis in the water and Joe's like, this is the best day of the season so far. And Max is just like doing nothing. He's just on the naughty boys, like bouncing around. And Sandy's like, hey guys, how was your lunch? So listen, the America's Cup is happening right now, and some say it's the Super Bowl of sailing, or maybe I should say the Super Bowl is the America's Cup of football, all right? No offense, you guys, but like this is like really cool what's happening out there.
These boats do 65 miles an hour. That's crazy. Nisha's like, it's not the 2 minutes. Okay, today's race begins with the Alinghi Red Bull and the American Magic. Okay, did I say that right? Alinghi Red Bull and American Magic.
American Magic. That's what Josh, I say Norma has to rely on to get a date.
Josh, put away your clown nose. Okay, that wasn't a cue for you to come up here. Okay, go back downstairs. I've got a penis too. We know you've got a penis. Okay, keep it in your pants. Go down there.
Okay, everyone, gather around. We got front row seats to see some boats far away go kind of fast. Okay, come on. It's going to be fun.
It is kind of funny watching this. Like, I get it. I believe them that the America's Cup is a huge deal. But it's funny watching it because it's just like...
Yeah, it's like... And America's Cup is one of the iconic, you know, major events, like sporting events in the world. Like, it is super famous. But it does have, because it's just like a boat and all you see is like water, it's hard to kind of like get the sense of speed. So you're just looking at like a boat on water and you're like, oh, there it goes.
It's a boat.
Cool.
That is speeding. A boat.
Okay. It is speeding.
So God, speeding. I feel so bad for the Alinghi. Wow. They're losing. Poor Alinghi. A loosey. That's what we're going to call him. A lingering in loss. Okay. That's what we're doing.
Alinghi. Oh, God. You know, I love their cookbooks. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Ada Lingi. So confusing sometimes. Hey, does anyone see Taylor Swift anywhere? I hear that she's into football, and this is kind of like the football of boats. So, no? Okay.
So Aisha's like, oh, my God, this is why I love yachting. You get paid to be where people pay to be. And so then we see basically a guy, TJ, who's like the big social media guy, I guess. He's like, oh, yeah.
He's a football player, yeah.
Yeah, but he's the one who's always doing social media is what I mean. Because we see him do a lot of stories on the boat. He's like, yeah, have you ever seen somebody in two waters at the same time? Because I'm on the water, but I'm also in a hot tub. That's right, Instagram. Double watering.
Oh, come on, TJ. You're missing the boat going a little faster than the other boat. Come on, turn around.
So Max has connected the Tinder incorrectly, which is bad. And Nathan's like, it's not good. And Max is like, I'm 29. I have a goal to be lead, deckhand, and bosun. And I can lead with great authenticity, integrity, and giving clear instruction. I will be proud. I will say my grandkids. Oh, like bosun for Captain Sandy. But Nathan, he make me go away from my goals. I can't let this happen.
I cannot be bosun. He said bosun. Like, whenever he says bosun, he goes like really deep. He's like, bosun.
Bosun.
So... yeah, so he fixes it and everything, but he's definitely losing his motivation. And now Aisha goes to Josh to talk about what dinner's going to be. And he has this whole plan of like pasta and beef, and potatoes and veggies and sea bass and crab and all this stuff. So Kathy is like, hey, Kizzy, can you go find out from the primary when he wants dinner? So she's like, oh my God, I get to talk to David, professional athlete. Oh my goodness. So she goes upstairs and she's like, what time do you guys want to have dinner? Like 7:30? Like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. Let's do that. But little does Kizzy realize that she's broken a cardinal rule, which is there's a new rule that you can't ask the guests when they want to.
I was going to say, this is a new rule, right? Because I've never heard this before.
The cardinal rule is that this is a new rule.
Yeah, so Kizzy goes to the kitchen and she's like, okay, dinner at 7:30. And he's like, oh my God, that's early. Jesus, fuck. And she's like, is that okay? And he goes, well, do I have a choice? I guess I don't have a choice now. I mean, what the fuck is she doing? You don't set a dinner time without talking to the chef. I don't need her distracted by a guest because now I'm the one in the shit. Oh, so you're mad that she likes the guest and not you? Because this is the craziest thing I've ever heard with the staff not telling you what time dinner is. They always tell you what time dinner is. Have I just not noticed it?
It literally happens later in the episode when Aisha goes up to someone and is like, so what time would you like to have dinner? 7:45. Like, she literally does it the next day. But I guess maybe because they had a late lunch, maybe he's like, come to me and I'll say when it would be good for me to get dinner up and then propose that time to the guests. I guess that's what he's trying to say.
Well, that would be more reasonable. Weird. And I don't like standing up for Kizzy, but come on, sir. I think you're a little gel. because this makes no sense. And any reasonable person would have just said, oh, hey, you know what? I'm going to need a little more time for dinner. Could you see if 8 o'clock is okay? What's so hard?
Exactly.
But he has a little fit instead.
Yeah. Or like Aisha could have fixed it by saying like, so we're thinking that, you know, 7:30 we could actually do cocktails and have dinner at 8 because it'll be a little bit later and a little bit cooler. Like she could come up with some like, oh, don't you actually want it at 8 o'clock or at 8:30, you know?
Yeah. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So now they have to set the table. V is blowing her nose. Big plot point. And now we go to the mess where Kizzy and V are eating dinner. And Captain Sandy's like, oh, hey, anybody want to have a very personal talk about things? Because I'm Captain Sandy. And guess what? Hug Factory is open. Okay, punch in. Anyone need one? And Sophie's like, yeah, there's something I need to inform you of. Oh my gosh, it's not your resignation, is it? Because gosh, I really was looking forward to promoting you to captain. Love promoting people.
I kind of want to make you the America's Cup ambassador for our boat. Like, I don't know. I'm so excited.
Do you know Gigi Fernandez? Okay, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Okay, so that was a pretty funny joke. I said, it's not your resignation, is it? And then we all laughed. So, okay, you want to follow up with something funny as well? She goes, okay, well, my boyfriend passed on my birthday last year and the 1 year anniversary is in 4 days. Oh.
Okay, I don't know if you're trying to make me feel bad that your boyfriend died or buy you a present because it's your birthday. Could you be a little more clear with your intentions? Okay.
Does this have to do with the America's Cup? Because that's sort of all I'm hearing people say is America's Cup, America's Cup, America's Cup. But okay, I'll focus. Okay. So a year ago, what happened?
He had a shallow water blackout. He was driving alone. Do you just see it flash behind Captain Sandy's eyes? Diving alone? Shallow water? Oh, no. Hey, is it too late to fire your boyfriend? I know he doesn't work for me, but it's very dangerous.
Captain Sandy, pay attention to me, what I'm saying. Oh, sorry. That's so America Cup right now. So she says...
God, I'm sorry. I want to hear your story, but I'm really worried about the Alingis, okay? Really worried about them. They're losing.
So basically, he had a shallow water blackout, which can happen if you're like... free diving, which is so scary. And he was diving alone. So he was really like, no one was paying attention. Like that's dangerous to do those things alone. And so she's saying, V is saying she knew this day would come and she's been trying to mentally prepare for it as much as she can, but she's been feeling ill and exhausted. And she's like, the body really remembers very well. And, you know, she says like, it's just like a lot to juggle. And she goes, yeah, well, life is loss. Okay, hoping you would say you'll get through it, but
it is very someone older talking to somebody younger who just hasn't experienced a lot yet, you know, it's like that, and it's her boyfriend, so like it's a very intense thing, but I mean, when you're older, you've experienced stuff like this a lot more, and so, well, you've experienced death more. Hopefully you haven't experienced a lot of death when you're young, but as you're older, you're like, okay, but you're going to work, right? It's like, okay, that's so sad. Well, guess what? We're all going to die. Okay. So do you want a fruit roll up or something to finish your dinner? Okay. Was this it? You're going to tell me that people die? Whoa, spoiler alert. I know. Okay. I know. All right. Anything else you want to talk about? She's like, life is loss. She goes, yeah, you have to know how to deal with loss. Okay. And you have to allow yourself to grieve and still function at the same time, which means, okay, get a chamois, cry into the chamois. And then use those tears to clean streaks off the window. Okay, you little Z-er. Okay, is that what we're calling him now? Gen Z? Because this is what you're doing to me right now with your dead boyfriend story. Zzz. I fell asleep. Okay, get to
it. You know who taught me that life is loss? Gigi Fernandez. We were playing tennis and she slammed a ball right into my forehead. And she goes, deal with it. Life is loss, as in you lost this game. It's a pretty brutal way to learn the lesson, but it stayed with me ever since.
You got time to mourn. You got time to polish a horn. Okay, get to it.
Yeah. Life is love also. You know what? Gigi also told me that life is love, which explained my score. She said, that's why you haven't scored a single point in this game. Because life is love. For you.
Captain Sandy's like, yeah, it's not easy. And she goes, I know, but I'll push through. She's like, yeah, or you'll be pushing through the unemployment line. Okay, get to it, Morny. Okay, Rebecca
thanks
to Morny.
By the way,
okay.
Thanks for ruining my America's Cup high, by the way. It's having a great day. Just thinking, watching that America's Cup boat beat Alinghi, whatever it was called, the Alinghi Red Bull. What a stupid name. Of course they were going to lose. Alinghi.
So then we go back to Josh in the kitchen cursing. He's like, God damn it, I don't have time to cook 13 animals. And it's 6:05 p.m. And he's like, I don't know if I can get this done by dinner time. Josh, don't lose it. Don't fucking lose it. Just think of the time you grew broccoli out of human shit. I'm back in.
Hashtag commune. So Kizzy is flirting with David while she sets the table. She's like, can I come be a ring girl at one of your fights someday? And he's like, yeah, you can just be in my corner. Why do you want to be the ring girl? Just be in the corner with me. She's like, oh, because I've been a ring girl before. I thought it was so much fun. Have you ever held a number over your head before? It's like so exciting. Like, what a thrill. Now I just hold a chamois. It's not quite as fascinating. But yeah, I love holding numbers on squares. It's a great, great source of fulfillment for me.
I mean, right when you think this show can't surprise you, we find out Kizzy was a ring girl.
Wasn't shocking, someone else?
Shocking stuff. Wasn't I don't know, but I feel this. Like we have seen this. That was that girl like, who liked mud bikes and stuff. Remember? Was it Haley?
Was it her? Was it the like Romanian girl who was on the first season of Below Deck Down Under? Magda? I don't know. I feel like someone was. Someone was a ring girl. Was it Ellie?
Below deck ring
girl. Who was a ring girl? Well, while you look that up, Josh is unhappy with the way his pasta is turning out. And someone's got to just remind him that it's not about the pasta. And then we see Sandy telling Nathan he's doing a good job. She's like, you know, I'm really proud of you because you're doing what a bosun should do, which is make out with Kizzy a lot. So you're doing a great job.
Keep it up there. Okay. I'm not just talking about your wiener. All right. So we get dinner and, first Max does something bad. So Max returns with the jet ski and, they're ready to lift him into the boat and Nathan's telling him, get off nice and gentle. And he just falls off the back. Nathan's like, he doesn't fucking listen, does he?
He's like a child. Max drives me nuts. He is literally like a hyperactive child and it's just too much. I'm sorry. Like it's torture for me. So now dinner comes, mushroom and truffle tortellini with king crab and some caviar. And Josh is like, go sell the caviar, sell the truffle. Let's go do this, do earn this. She's like, okay, fine.
Sell it. I love that. So it's not a restaurant, sir. They have to eat it. You're just handing it out. So then Josh goes to check on them and they're like, we want to kidnap you and bring you back to the States. You're amazing. And he's like, oh God, thank God. Let's just move on. Forget about that timing thing now. Just forget about it. I'm fine now.
Yeah, it all worked out well. Everything is okay.
So Kizzy is now back to David. She's like, oh my God, David's so fat. There's something about a boxer that's quite sexy. I quite fancy the idea of being a wag that just goes to games, you know, have a nice Range Rover, go to Pilates, you know, sew up your husband's face every now and then. Oh God, it just seems fucking great.
Sure, that will work out real well. Yeah, you know, professional athletes, they are known for really being faithful. So then Nathan is cussing because he's still mad at Max because Max is being annoying and Max is like chugging out of a bottle. And now we're back in the galley and Kizzy's and Josh are there. And Josh is like, oh, Kizzy, you little skunk. She's like, yeah, you know, when you came in earlier and you were like, Josh, 7:30, I just need more time to make the food. Okay. She's like, okay, well, I'll ask you first. He's like, please, please. Also, I just want to throw my clown nose into the ring as a potential penis for you. I'm just going to try to shoot my shot right now. Don't know what you're talking about, but anyway, I'm going to go deal with the last penis I can find on this boat, which is David. Bye. Goodbye.
So now it's nighttime, so shifts change over, and Kathy hugs Max for, you know, goodnight or whatever. And she's like, I've never met anyone like Max. He seems very, what's the word? Does he have a certain je ne sais quoi? She's like, what the fuck is je ne sais quoi? What? What is that?
Listen, I'm British, but it doesn't mean I'm automatically sophisticated. Okay? I'm ready to leave this boat.
So now it's midnight and Kizzy is checking on David and Mark. And so David's like, hey, you want to sit down and talk to us? Mark here is telling me something about Pino Griglio. Okay. He's like, I think I'll leave now. Okay. I'm not going to.
And Mark is like, bye guys.
Yeah.
David's like, yeah, we were just talking about you. We both agree that you carry yourself in a very mature manner. We really love the way you
kind of fucking thing that is that
and held it over your head.
I'm sorry to say it. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just was what?
We really enjoyed the way you held that pillow right over your head. Sorry, just getting back into shape, into round number shape.
Ringo shape. I'm back. But who says that to someone? We both agree that you carry yourself in a very mature manner. Ew. Gross. That sounds disgusting. Are you used to hitting on children? Who says that?
I know. She's like, of course, she's like, that's so nice. She goes, are you a thrill seeker? Mark's like, okay, guys, I'm gonna go hang out with my very good football friends. I'll be back. You guys are definitely my friends. I'll see you later. Well,
I like to be kept on my toes. And he's like, oh, yes, you are a thrill seeker. Okay. Or someone who can't reach top shelves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, yeah, I'm quite feisty. And he's like, oh, yeah? Do you ever break the rules? And she's like, oh, I'm quite bad, Fred. Ooh. I'm the ring girl, but I walk in squares.
He's like, really? She's like, yeah, I just think as long as I don't get caught, it's fine. He's like, well, you have to show me your ways. Oh, I'll show you my ways tomorrow night. So then when you leave, no one's talking about it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, I'm full of them. And you're going to teach me tomorrow? Yeah, I'm going to teach you. How are you going to navigate it? How are we going to navigate that, little girl? She's like, I don't know. So now they have to come up with a plan to bang tomorrow. And she's like, David doesn't really have banter. Neither do you. I mean, I have to say, this was some of the saddest banter. Just fuck. Like, some people don't need to talk.
I know. And then we cut to David saying, how's the saying go? You fail to prepare because you prepare to fail. If you prepare to fail, you fail to prepare. What? And she's like, it's really tough. There's literally not a single available male on this vessel at the moment. It's very tragic.
So wait a minute. You fail to prepare and then you prepare to fail, which means that I did prepare because I was preparing to fail. Well, that's not the saying. But still, I mean, you're saying I didn't prepare, but I did prepare. So which is it? Did I prepare? Did I not prepare? So I don't know what you're accusing me of. I'll still fuck you. Don't worry about it. Small bump in the road.
So now it's day two of the charter. Everyone's waking up. And well, by the way, whatever happened to this espionage dinner? Wasn't it supposed to be an espionage dinner?
Like at one point, because he goes, Google espionage table.
I know. There was nothing spy-like that even happened here.
Well, this was kind of spy-like. Their whole like, ooh, how are we going to do it? Ooh, we're going to have to be so sneaky. Oh, yeah, we're going to be so sneaky. So I guess that was it.
Yeah.
It's a stretch, but okay. So now it's second day of charter. Max and Kathy are kind of flirting. And by flirting, I mean, he's standing in front of her with his heart beating out of his chest with like hearts in his eyes. And he's like, ooh, it's like, why are you smiling like that?
Oh, you have a magnet on your mouth and I have a magnet right here on my mouth as well. Every time you watch me, your magnet pull to my magnet.
But unfortunately, I turned my magnet the other way, so that means that I will be repelling you. So have a great day. Goodbye.
Oh, magnet in my nose. Oh, God. Mommy!
So then we go to Josh making breakfast. There's some sailing. They're going to go sailing after breakfast. Super exciting. Guys, V has a sinus infection. I know we've been worrying through three commercial breaks. Yes, it is a sinus infection.
She has a sinus infection. She has to blow her nose with more urgency than ever before. And then David says, he texts Kizzy, good morning, sunshine. So she's happy because, you know, the last episode she woke up to no text messages. So now she's very happy getting some attention. And Joe's like, I want to do some prep before the next anchor drop. I want to get better at this. So he's practicing a little bit. And Sandy is like, hey, wait a second. The tech team looks like they're dropping anchor, but I didn't see drop the anchor. What's going on? So she comes out And Joe's like, oh, Captain Sandy, I just want to be prepared in case I do put myself into a position. I just want to be prepared for a situation. Oh, man, this is like the America's Cup of deckhands right now. Wow, mad respect for you. Whoa, I'll tell you what's all good in the hood. It's this kind of preparation. Guess who's not preparing to fail? You, because you're preparing to sail. Like America's Cup. Oh, my God, it all comes together. Think about it, guys. It all comes together.
So you're saying I was preparing the whole time then?
All right, you know what? Little bump in the road there. So, yeah, he's also learning. I like that we're seeing more of the real crew this season because he's not asking Nathan. He's asking one of the real crew. He's like, hey,
yeah,
could you show me so I can actually learn how to do this? Thanks. She's like, wow, you asked one of the homely people. God, that really shows initiative. Thanks so much. You know, Barney Rebel normally doesn't get spoken to on this show, but you're changing things. You're going to be running this boat soon. Okay, hugs. Distant. Long distance hugs. Okay, my bro. So she's like, Joe definitely deserves to lead the title. Okay, he's strong. He's strong on deck. He knows what he's doing. I can trust him. So can Nathan. I love that they've got a great working relationship. A little too friendly at times. I think I saw one of them licking each other's nut. But gosh, I think they're becoming more pros over bros. Okay, there we go. Can I go back to my cabin now? I just made kind of a rhyme.
Yeah. God, it feels good to be with people who appreciate comedy. I'm like nose blower over there. Am I right? So then the guests are having their morning cocktails and stuff. And Aisha's like, okay, TJ, here's your coffee. It's a long black. He's like, some would call me that.
So breakfast time. And someone's super excited about turkey bacon. It's a big thing that happens. And then there's going to be a sailing thing today. And David's like, so we're going to get a little yachty. She's like, you're going to be a little yachty. And then Nathan is telling V that she's going to get to go sailing because she was in sailing club at FSU. So she's in. And then V offers Kathy the chance to go sailing. And so now it's time to sail. So they go sailing. Joe's asking Kizzy if she sees the state of his hair. And she's like, yeah, you know, you can barely tell. He's like, is it messy? She's like, no, the balding I'm talking about. He's like,
oh. And then Kizzy and Joe are also, they're in the crew mess also. And she's like, oh, by the way, I haven't told you yet, but David sent me a good morning text. He's like, oh, you're lying. I don't know who David is and I really don't care. She's like, oh, no, I'm being so serious. I think this guy would have fallen in love if I'd given him a cuddle now. I mean, I just want a cheeky pat. I mean, please, I don't want to sleep in a bunk bed. She is just nattering away to any single person about this guy. And literally no one cares about what Kizzy is talking about.
No one cares, Kizzy. No one cares. I feel so bad for her. Like, do you think she knows she's this cringe?
I don't think she realizes.
So now, it's mortifying. Benjamin starts barfing over the side of the boat. And Kathy's grossed out. She's like, this was supposed to be fun and easy. I mean, can I take my hat off to everyone that does this America's Cup? I mean, no wonder they're in such good shape. I'm just sitting here and I'm exhausted. So now the sailing sequence is over because thank God, because it wasn't great. And then Max drives the tender off because he has to go pick up the guests. And then he hits a wake. And we hear a guest asking if he can drive the tender back. And dun, dun, dun. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So Max does
a weak man.
Yeah. Max does a double mess up here because he doesn't tell Aisha that the guests are coming back. So she just happens to see it because she was looking outside the bridge. So then she's like, she rushes to get like wine ready. So she doesn't tell the guests. And on top of that, he lets the guests, you know, touch the wheel. So he's really, it's really messing up big time there. And this is the guy who wanted to be lead deckhand, but obviously he can't. So he's sailing in and they're all mad at him and everything. And Nathan's like, Max, there's a guest driving the tender. Has he not learned what happened last time? Oh my goodness, why are you doing that, Max? And where's the warning, Max? Won't you get to what you're telling us, Max? Max, 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 Max.
I don't care.
Just cuts to Max. He's like, I don't care. So they're all pissed off at him. And Nathan is bitching to Kizzy about it. And he's like, in the last charter, he let someone drive the tender. He got bollocked for it. And now he's doing it again. And I'm sick of it. Honestly, I'm dumbfounded that he's just let the guest drive the tender again. He's just making stupid mistakes. And this is the reason I haven't made him lead deckhand. So he's really pissed. And Kizzy's like, just fire him.
She's like, whatever. He's not sexually interested in me, so I have no need for him. Fire him.
So they come back and Joe's like, what are you thinking, man? And so Nathan's like, so did you let one of the guests drive the tender? And he's like, oh, I just wanted to see it, but it was me the whole time, huh? He's like, oh, so you were in control.
Well, yeah, I was in control the whole time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nathan's like, I'm honestly disappointed. He's lying to my face. This isn't even about the lead deckhand role. This is more personal. I don't even know if I can trust him anymore, which is funny because it's probably the exact same sentence that Gail will be saying as soon as she sees the footage of him kissing Kizzy.
So then Max is like, I do not need respect of Nathan. He lied to me, I think,
because he told me one night out that I could be in leadership position.
Listen, you got to act like lead deckhand even when you're not lead deckhand. That's how you become lead deckhand, okay? Fake it till you make it. Okay.
Yeah. You could be in lead deckhand position except for the fact that you let that douchebag guest drive the tender and then you really pretty much fell out from there. There's no way that he was going to let that happen, let you be lead deckhand after that happened. So, yeah,
you know, you got to be who you want to be. You got to pretend to be who you want to be. I mean, look at Norma. You know, for years she pretended to be a single woman who couldn't get laid and who spent every single night of her life eating tubs of ice cream in front of a television set. And now look at her. She's a single woman. Nobody wants to date, eating tubs of ice cream in front of her television set every single night. You know, that's goals. Yeah. Do you understand? Okay, now get out there.
That's how Norma got to become a lead tub hand, because she's always got a tub in her hand.
She's a lead direct hand. Okay. So now V is talking about how Joe's checking in on V. He's like, how are ya? And she's like, well, I have a sinus headache and now I can't breathe. And I think when Bond's like 6 month happened, I had these same symptoms and I completely forgot. So I like at this point, I'm like where I can't think right now, but my body remembers, because body remembers pain. Okay. I'm sorry for what happened to you, but stop it.
You just have a cold.
You've been making out with Joe and now you have a cold. Anybody with any sense would be like, wait a minute, I was fine until I made out with you. What is my body trying to fight off?
Well, I mean, you could make an argument that she has higher levels of stress approaching this anniversary, which compromised her immune system, which meant that she was more susceptible to getting an infection or a cold or whatever. So like, It's not out of the realm of possibilities, but there's part of me that wants to also be like, you have a cold. you have a cold right now. This is a cold.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
You got a cold.
I get it. And part of it, even commenting on it, is just insensitive. Because, like, of course she's going through things. It's just like, I don't know. There's part of me that's like.
But she's sort of. Well, for me, it's more like, I'm like, you realize you're not blowing your nose because you're mourning. You're blowing your nose because you have a cold. I don't know why. For some reason, it was kind of annoying me too. And like, it's totally insensitive because like what she's going through is like, I would not wish that on anyone. And it's so hard. But she's like, I think the reason why I'm feeling so sick is because, you know, my body remembers. I was like, you have a cold, you know, that's what it is. You have a cold. But yeah, maybe she was. Maybe the stress.
Okay, look, sensitive way is she's going through a lot. Of course, her body's reacting. More cynical way is stop wallowing in your pain. Like, stop trying to get attention from your pain. It's kind of getting gross to me. Sorry. I know that's bad to say. I'll get some shit for that, but worth it. So Kathy's like, Kizzy and Kathy are in their cabins and they're talking about David. And she's like, well, I wake up this morning and he sent me a whole good morning message.
Oh my God. This Kizzy is so exhausting. I don't know how Kathy even pretends to enjoy this. And Kathy goes, well, you need to give him the sugar for another 24 hours because our tip's depending on you. And Kathy basically is like, well, we all have our skills in life. I'm great at organizing and polishing cutlery and being just generally a very good stew. And Kizzy's good at being a flirt. So get us that tip money.
Yeah. So now we go to the crew on the back of the boat. So Joe's like, Maximus. And he's like, oh, look, I salute you. Huh? What do you want, lead deckhand? You want a juice? You can tickle my ass, Joe, lead deckhand. And Nathan's not laughing. And he's like, so I know for a fact you lied to me about the guests not driving the tender. I know for a fact.
No, I told you, bro, you can speak to anyone you want. I tell you, they drive inside the port. But after, when I was in open sea, I took back control.
I'm like, that means that he drove the tender if he drove inside the port, sir. That's actually almost seems worse. There's like more boats around that you can crash into.
Yeah, and he's like, but remember, our captain came down and she said no guest can ever drive the tender. And that was the last charter. And if we start lying and we start hiding things from each other, it's not good. So we can't slack on each other. We can't just sit around and do nothing when we're on charter. Unless it's me and I'm in the mess hall, laughing and sitting on Joe's lap. Or doing the back step with Joe on top of the bar. You know what I'm saying.
Hey, has anyone seen the America's Cup today? Oh my God, I didn't mean to interrupt this. It's so funny. I just overheard you say we can't slack, and that's exactly why I came back here, because the whole boat needs to be wiped down. There's fingerprints everywhere, and normally I'd be yelling at you, but the fact that you were already yelling, Nathan, God, that's just great leadership right there. I'm so happy. That just made my day. That put the wind in my sail. God, America's Cup. Oh, it's all happening.
God. This boat's got more fingerprints on it than a can of Crisco when Norma's around. Just get to it. Okay? So, Aisha is asking Josh about dinner, and he's doing another family-style thing because it's paella. And she's like, I'm getting to the middle of the season, and I feel like it's an awful lot of family style. Now, today's paella, so I'll let it go, but he can't keep doing this. I mean, this is a super yacht experience. If the tongs come out, it's not sophisticated.
So now V is she's just doing something slowly because she's sick. I don't know if you heard. And Captain Sandy's like, hey, V, how do you feel? She's like, it's just like all the stress catching up with my body. I'm just like trying to breathe through like my symptoms. You want to get some rest? Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, go rest. Go rest and make sure you rest by a window so you can watch the America's Cup. Oh my God, this is the best thing since wind. I mean, you know what? Normally I don't like when they take wind off the air for something, but like if they're going to take it off the air for America's Cup, oh God, this is a great preemption. God, I love it.
So Captain Sandy's like, Nathan, V's down as long as she needs. She's struggling. I don't know if you know this. Bodies remember. And he's like, okay, well, thank you, Captain. And so Joe's like, oh, Victoria's got pressure from Bond and her birthday and everything, and it's just all in this pot, and it's thick. Like, this is thick shit. It's in me head. I see the gravity of the situation she's dealing with. Am I the right guy to make her feel better and be there for? Like, fuck. Okay. Now you're wallowing in someone else's pain. You're so gross. You're gross. Just stop that. He's so disgusting. Yep. You knew all this was going to happen. Yes, V is slightly getting on my nerves, but this is not a get out of jail free for you card, you pig.
Well, I just don't understand what his point is. Like, she's going through shit, and he's like, am I the right guy to do this? Well, there's only one way to find out. Like, why don't you just be there for her? But he's just clearly using this as a way to be like, okay, we've had sex. I'm going to now extricate myself from this relationship when she probably needs me the most. So Nathan is like, well, that's what happens when you kiss Joel Bradley. You get infections. Hey, wait a second. I think I heard that on a podcast somewhere.
So they laugh, and then V goes down to cry, and Kathy comes to hug her, and she's like, I'm feeling so much. And Kathy's like, all right, take 3 deep breaths with me. Ready? And just say, you'll only have to see Max for another couple of weeks. You'll only have to see Max for another couple of weeks. Do you feel better?
So they hug, and V sobs, which is actually kind of, it's actually like nice, because all season long when she's been talking about her boyfriend, she's been kind of like laughing it off, being like, oh, you just need to laugh through it. You need to laugh through it. But you see her like really kind of like mourning. So now the guests decide that they want to have dinner in the formal dining room of the boat. And Aisha, this is where Aisha's like, do you want to have dinner at 7:45? I'm like, well, I don't see Josh getting mad at Aisha about that, but that's when they're going to do it. And, Nathan and Joe are working, and Joe's like, hey, you know what I'm thinking about? What, man? Fuck, me head's just battered, you know, cause we haven't had a one-on-one interaction. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know the girl. What are you talking? What? Where did this come from? You don't even know the girl. All you do is sit there and talk with each other and say,
this is first time for me. This is so exciting. I've never done this before. I haven't felt this way since I became a realtor and ate bread and then lost all the furniture in a deal that went sour. Gold, I don't know what to do with myself.
I'm like, literally, that's all you do is talk about it. Now you're going to say you haven't even had a one-on-one with her? Oh, get out.
Also, haven't you fucked twice? How is that not a one-on-one? Two times. Just such a weirdo. And someone pointed out, I didn't even notice this last week, but someone pointed out in the comments that when they were on the van and he was making out with V and Nathan was making out with Kizzy, that the boys were holding hands. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that. I wish I had.
I didn't notice it, but a commenter said that. I started cracking up. He's like, well, it's very close quarters, and I want at least a meter in the distance. I'm riding the wave now. I can feel like the crest, so I'm going to have to get in. Duck, duck that shit. You know what I mean?
I'm just still laughing that this guy is now going to reframe this entire relationship that we've had to endure over several weeks of this show to say that they don't really know each other, and that, like, and now this is why, like, maybe he's not the right guy for her because I don't really even know her. And, like, she's dumping all this stuff on me. It's too much. I can't handle her. Crazy. It's just, it's so predictable. It's what we said exactly would happen, and now it's happening.
Yeah, especially when she told him within the first 5 minutes, my boyfriend died on my birthday last year. I'm super sad. My birthday's coming up. It's going to be rough. Like, it's not like she waited and held all this and got, like, snagged the guy and then just dumped all this shit on him. Like, he's really gross. So, he's already trying to find a way to back out of this one. And Nathan's like, withdraw. The fact that he's committed to V so early. What part of what he's talking about says he's committed to her? He's sitting there telling you he's trying to find a way to dump her. On national
he's committed
TV.
To the V. I don't know if he's committed to V. Yeah. So, Nathan's like, I can tell it's slightly freaking Joe out, and I'm afraid he might just try and push her away. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Actually, I'm going to just push back on that. I actually don't think it's going to be interesting to see it play out. I think it's just going to be very rote and standard and tiresome.
I predict, well, we've already seen in the previews Joe crying, and so I predict, you know, it's just going to be Joe making it all about himself and how he's the hurt one, and I told her I wasn't worth it. I'm just a bad guy because I was in real estate once and ate a loaf of bread.
If I hadn't been eating that bread, I would have realized I was selling a place to a crook and he would have stolen all those furniture. Oh my goodness, I'm so upset that I've started to do my Nathan impersonation. Arr, now it's much better. Back to reality. Oh, bread.
So now Josh is talking about how they're athletes and they need a carbo load. So now he's
playing a game tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not running. It's really weird when he's around a bunch of, like, alpha men. He starts acting like, oh, you know what they need? The alphas. Protein, immediate protein. Get me 19 animals. Slaughter them all. The athletes. Now it's time for carbo load. Oh, I know how to do this. Hey, bro. Hey.
Yeah, bro. So Nathan, they're doing some boat stuff and bringing up the jet ski, and Nathan asks Max a question to do, basically wants him to do something, and Max ignores him, and Nathan's like, I text the press, you know, I'm sick of him. But Max is like, you know, he's spiraling because he's like, he's upset that he's not lead deckhand, so he's being a bad employee now.
Yeah, and he's Max like, wait about jet ski. And Nathan's like, no, I can see. And he's like, no, wait. Because I can see it. And he's like, okay, but something happens. Don't say anything now, okay, because I told you. He's like, I'm the bosun. You need to listen when I tell you something. You need to listen to me. So now Max is all mad. Yeah, he's all mad. So he's making all these faces and stuff. And now it's time for dinner. And Josh comes out with his paella. And he's got shrimp, lobster, mussels, and chicken. Is that normal?
It's
I've never heard of that. I've heard of, like, sausage. Paella.
Yeah, I've heard of chicken paella. I don't know if it's always in with the fish ones. I don't know paella very well. I know obviously there's seafood paella. I know there's sausage in there. I'm not even going to dare to pontificate
With the fish. I've never heard of that, but I'm no chef. So the guests are clapping, and because this is like amazing paella, okay? It's like amazing pa. That's what we call it. That's like what paella lovers call it, pa. So hey,
Hey, I wonder if Kizzy's in the room somewhere talking about astrophysics or current events. Let's check in. I feel like I'm in crack today. I'm in such a great mood because I'm getting attention. That's all I ever need is attention from professional athletes. Oh, what a great day it is, Kath.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're happy. Oh, I'm getting attention. Honestly, that's all I need. She's like, you're so in then. You're so in that you're never going to come out. You're not going to do what I think you're going to do, are you? Fuck him, probably.
Then Aisha is telling guests she loves each charter because it makes her legs more toned while she gets paid because she's going up and down so many staircases. And V is blowing her nose some more, but she's still working. I guess she didn't rest that long. And there's just like general stuff happening on the boat. And then finally, everyone's sort of going to bed, which leaves no one awake except for Kizzy and David.
Yeah. So he's like, what are you doing? She's like, just coming to see what's doing. Just in time. Just in time. Yeah. This location is like prime real estate as far as that goes. I mean, look at us right out on a deck with windows that everyone can see through. This is perfect place. Being espionage-y.
I think we're alone now, except for, of course, the cameraman and the sound person who are standing right next to us.
This will be our little secret. She's like, hee hee hee. I know that hooking up with a guest on charter is a big no-no. It's not allowed, but I've been known to bend the rules. Hee hee hee.
This is how to make the holiday special trick.
What am I going to do?
I predict that she's going to back out and she won't kiss him. I think she's all talk. She's not going to make out with David.
That's a possibility. I predict that I will not care.
That's also a possibility. That's a reality.
But good for her either way. Get some, don't get some. What do I care? It's not unprecedented on this boat. I mean, two chief stews have hooked up. Hannah hooked up with a guest, we think, right? Miss Ferrier. And then Kate, I don't think Kate hooked up with a guest. I think she hooked up with that Jesus guy. Remember the guy who was Jesus?
Right. The Jesus guy. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think that was a guest. Who was that guy? I forget.
He was Jesus,
like,
guy?
He was like on a boat down the street or something.
He just was
just in the neighborhood.
Very exciting for, so his
who
name
else
is
hooked
Fighting
up with
David.
Guest?
What would you say?
Who else hooked up with the guest? I feel like someone else hooked up with the guest. Oh,
I feel like there've been
gay
people who
Kyle hooked up with the guest, but that was after.
Frank!
Yeah,
Frank!
There've been people who've made out with guests after the charter's over on land. But like, yeah, I will always remember Kyle running down that street to hug Frank in the street. Like it was like this great romance. Oh my God. That was one of the silliest things they ever captured.
All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of Blow Dick. We will be back later today with a Summer House Trailer Trash 600th bonus episode. So join us on Patreon for that. And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sarah sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
darn skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.